Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. For the Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission meeting for September the 2nd, 2021. And we do have a quorum, is that right? So I will entertain a motion to approve the meeting minutes for August the 5th, 2021.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I make a motion to approve the August 5th meeting minutes.
Is there a second? Tom seconds. So without objection, we will approve the meeting minutes for the August 5th, 2021 meeting. Now, on the regular agenda, we have a petition from the City of Savannah for 14 Interchange Court for a complex naming. And we'll have Leah will present for staff, and then we'll hear from the petition.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, the mayor's not here yet.
So we can postpone?
Yeah, can we take, is that sure. Tabling it? Is that what we call it? Okay, move it down the agenda.
No problem.
Ridgewood.
So we only have one other item. We'll take it slow. So we'll hold off on that. We'll go to item number three, the petition of the City of Savannah for Atlantic Avenue and East 66th Street. And this is a park naming. So Leah will present for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The applicant is requesting approval to name an unnamed park located at Atlantic Avenue and East 66th Street, directly south of East 65th Lane. So that's here. The previously unnamed park in the Ridgewood Extension subdivision has existed since late 1940s, but no record of a naming action has been identified in the city's official record. The park is proposed to be named Ridgewood Park. With regard to standards in Article E, Ridgewood Park name will help to strengthen neighborhood identity since the original name of the subdivision extension is Ridgewood. Staff received letters of support from the Habersham Village Neighborhood Association and from Councilman Palumbo. Staff is recommending that the Historic Site Monument Commission recommend approval to City Council to name an unnamed park located at Atlantic Avenue and East 66th Street, directly south of East 65th Lane to Ridgewood Park, because the proposal meets the master planning guidelines. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Leah. Does the board have any questions of staff? Anyone online?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Go ahead, Sean.
Thank you. Leah, I want to make sure that I'm reading this right, so that way I can stop asking this question every single time. The way how the staff recommendation is worded, you have it listed as Historic Site and Monuments Monument Commission recommend. So based off of that verbiage, we're not making final approval. We're just making a recommendation to council, correct?
Right, because it's city property.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. I swear I'll stop asking that question going forward.
That's okay.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's worth remembering, and it's worth everyone noting that if it's on public property or city property, this board makes our vote is a recommendation to city council, and they make the final decision. If it is on private property, then this vote doesn't have to go to city council.
Correct.
So just to clarify.
Yep.
Are there any other questions of staff?
Mr. Chairman, this is Lisa. I have a question.
Yeah, Lisa, go ahead.
Do we know where the name Ridgewood came from originally? I tried to look up historical documents and I couldn't find any information.
You know, staff did too, and Alderman Palumbo is actually here, and I wonder if he knows a little bit more, but it might just be one of those sort of, you know, we're going to.
So let's, we'll have the petitioner speak,
yeah.
And then if Mr. Palumbo, if that's okay, and then perhaps Joe knows, and then we'll go to public comment if that's amenable to everyone.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions of staff? If there are no further questions, then we will have the petitioner present.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Joseph Sherhouse with the City of Savannah. Again, this is a petition for an unnamed park, Ridgewood Park, which is not very common now within the City of Savannah's corporate limits. Most of our parks have existing names. This is one of the few remaining unnamed parks. And as Leah described to the commission, it is well-rooted within the historical record that this extension of the neighborhood was called Ridgewood Extension, which we find appropriate and strengthening the character of the neighborhood. If the commission has any questions, I'm happy to answer them, but that's all we have for the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lisa, would you like to repeat your question?
Hi, this is Lisa. Yes, same question. Where did the name Ridgewood come from? If you know that answer.
I'll let Alderman Palumbo elaborate on that question when he comes up for public comment. One additional note I would like to inform the commission of is the presentation to the Park and Tree Commission. Typically, we like to present to that body before coming to the Metropolitan Planning Commission Historic Sites and Monuments Committee, but we're working on scheduling that within the next month or so. So they also will review this petition prior to it moving to City Council.
Thank you for that. And as you may or may not know, the chair of that commission is on our board. He's here virtually. So I don't know if Sean, you have a question, but if maybe don't overlap the questions that you may ask for Park and Tree, that might be appropriate. But if anyone else has any questions for the petitioner, Sean, or otherwise. If there's no other questions for the petitioner, then we'll have members of the public. I guess I think I would ask Alderman Palumbo to have preference.
All right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the commission. I really appreciate your service, and it's an honor to be here with all of you today to talk about naming this no-name park Ridgewood Park. And that's an excellent question. How did it get its name? Because like any investigation, it's a lot of fun trying to find out the bits and pieces of a neighborhood identity that had truly, before this moment, been lost to time. On Google Maps, you'll see that this park is named a couple of different informal names that were generated by the public. You'll see Lamara Park. You'll also see Candler Park, which are two distinctive entities that are in the area, but were not actually this neighborhood. So Lamara, which was a portmanteau of Lattimore, Ama, and Ara, the three developers, was actually just to the west of the Ridgewood subdivision. And of course, Candler was named for the hospital that's just to the south here. We found through the municipal archives what there was a distinctive neighborhood named Ridgewood that was an immediate post-war World War II neighborhood built on the gridiron pattern. And was distinct from all those separate developments. And unfortunately, the name had just been lost to time. How it got its name Ridgewood, I can only offer the bits and pieces that I've been able to put together, but I do know that in the 1930s, Chatham County map, before it was annexed into the city, the area in which now we have the Ridgewood subdivision, what it became, was identified as the Poplar Grove. So we can expect that this was a heavily wooded area. So perhaps that's the wood part of the equation. And then for the ridge, I offer you as evidence here and submitted in the packet, this very interesting topographical map that was included in the plat plan when this was annexed into the city, which is peculiar. We don't see topographical maps often added, but they did us a kindness when they annexed this in putting this park here, because you'll see that the lowest lying part of the neighborhood was the park. Thank goodness they didn't put houses there. So this was a very smart building and development decision for them. And under the topography of this neighborhood, it is built on a ridge. So you put those two together, and that's just my informal aldermanic opinion is how we get the Ridgewood name of the subdivision that was chosen for them. But I stand by and await any questions that you all have.
So let me ask, maybe there's a technicality. Would you be considered the petitioner or member of the public? Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Because typically we don't go back and forth with the public, so I didn't want to overload you. But if you're opening yourself up for questions, then we can indulge.
I stand by, ready, willing, and able.
Does any of the board have a question for Alderman Palumbo?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut anybody off. I just wanted clarification. What was the answer to Christopher's question about is Alderman Palumbo the petitioner or member of the public?
He's a member of the petitioner.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Well, thank you all so much.
I was going to just add, I thought it was odd that this park didn't have a name as well. So,
well, and
thank you for doing that.
And this is the kind of the terminus of Atlantic that runs all the way north of Victory Drive. And we had always wondered what was the name of No Name Park. And every good park deserves to have a name. And this is an opportunity for us to kind of restore that neighborhood identity that before now had been lost to time. So I really appreciate you all.
Thank you. Thank you for that history, too. That was informative. So that was the petitioner. Now we will open it up to comments from the public. If there is anyone from the public here in person or if they are online, use the raise your hand feature and we will wait a moment to see if anyone would like to speak for or against this. While we're waiting, I did see that there was a letter from the Neighborhood Association in support. Do we know if that person is here or not?
Yep, just looking right now, we have two people.
I did get a note. We have Ethan
Waters and Matthew Hallett.
So I'm gonna say, hold on one second. Yeah, okay. So Matthew Hallett, I believe, is the Neighborhood Association chair.
Correct.
So I'm gonna call on Matthew first. So Matthew, if you could just state your name for the record and your association, and you can go ahead.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay? Can you hear me?
I think we're having some audio issues.
Matthew, we can't really hear you. Can you try and just speak really loud?
Is that any better?
No,
it's
sorry.
It's kind of muted.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Is Ethan Waters there? Perhaps let's go to him for a minute, and maybe Matthew, I'm not sure if that issue is on your side or our side. I will come back to you though. Ethan Waters,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, this is Ethan Waters.
Hi, Ethan. Go ahead. If you just state your name for the record and your association, if any.
Yeah, Ethan Waters, resident near the park, 409 East 66th Street. And my question is, I think I had it in the text box, but I'm not sure if you guys caught it, was, is the Ridgewood name set in stone? Like, is this automatically what we're going with, or is it open for community suggestions?
Well, that is the petition in front of this board at the moment. So we are voting to, our vote would be to approve that. I mean, if you have another name, I don't know, this would not be the forum for that. And Joe, I don't know if you could speak to that.
Hi, Joseph Sherhouse with the City of Savannah. To the question about alternative names, the public can submit alternative names. They're welcome to submit alternative names. They have the opportunity to voice their opinion either for or against the current petition. They can do that now at this public forum. They can also do it at the city council meeting where this petition will be heard then. So at this point, I would suggest you vote either you signify whether you're for or against this one. If you'd like to suggest an alternative name, I would suggest that you reach out to the city manager's office to discuss any alternative names.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. appreciate the clarification. And just to be clear for the members of the public, so this board is voting to either approve or disapprove the recommendation of this name, and it will go to City Council for a final decision. But we are not here to debate the name, I guess. I mean, you can speak for or against it, but as Joe said, that there's a different mechanism for that. Matthew, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you guys hear me better now?
Yeah, we can hear you a lot better. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sure it's my problem. So I just want to thank you all for considering naming our park. It's been funny to live in a neighborhood with a lovely green space and no way to refer to it. You know, Nick had approached me in the neighborhood, feels like ages ago, about our thoughts about the name, and we kind of talked about I had suggested Lamara Heights Park or Lamara Park, but then, you know, obviously Nick had did more research and found out that part of the neighborhood was originally called Ridgewood. So, you know, I think that's a very appropriate name, ties into the history of the neighborhood. And I'm just very happy to see this is going along.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. And we did get your letter and email in support of that as well. So thank you for speaking.
My pleasure.
Are there any other members of the public here in person or online? Give it just another brief moment to see if anyone else online. If you do want to speak for or against, use the raise your hand feature. Doesn't look like anybody else is here. Okay, so we will move on to board discussion. Is there any board discussion about staff's recommendation to approve the name of Ridgewood for this park?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say, I do want to commend Alderman Palumbo. He has done a very good job of reaching out and really, for lack of a better term, advertising the naming of this unnamed green space. So I do want to commend him. He's done a lot of great work on it. So I definitely want to commend him. And I would like to also make a recommendation for the HSMC to accept staff's recommendation as stated.
So is there any other discussion from the board on this? Online, anyone? If not, I would entertain a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Sean actually did just make a motion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then that was a motion to approve this name. Tom, did you have a comment? Or
I was going to make the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. Do you?
Okay, second? And this is Tom Gensheimer. I will second the motion.
Okay, so we'll go down just like we do, and I'll just ask each person's vote. You can say yay or nay. So there is a second to the motion to approve the name of Ridgewood for the park at Atlantic Avenue and East 66th Street. Lisa, how do you vote?
This is Lisa. Aye.
Sean, how do you vote?
This is Sean. Aye.
Ashley, is Ashley here? How do you vote?
This is Ashley. Aye.
Eileen, how do you vote?
This is Eileen, aye.
And Tom?
This is Tom, aye.
And so the motion passes. Thank you all, and thank you all for the comments as well. Now we will move back to the item number two on the agenda, and that is the petition of City of Savannah for the 14 Interchange Court complex naming, and Leah will make the presentation for staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. The applicant is requesting approval to name an unnamed building complex located at 14 Interchange Court. The new construction complex owned by the City of Savannah is proposed to be named the Floyd Adams Jr. City Services Complex. With regard to the standards in Article E, Floyd Adams Jr. was the mayor of Savannah from 1996 to 2003 and is therefore a noteworthy person associated with the city of Savannah. He passed away in 2014. There are two other parks with similar names. One, the Floyd Pressboy Adams Park in the Kyler Brownville neighborhood. The park is named for Floyd Adams Jr.'s father. The park is widely called Pressboy Park. Two, Adams Park in the Ardsley Park neighborhood, but staff could not locate for whom this park was named. We did some research and we couldn't find that. It is possible that the use of the name Adams in multiple locations will cause confusion. However, staff also determined that it's important that this former mayor be memorialized. We did not receive any comments from the public, although, you know, we obviously sent out the notice as required. Staff recommends that the Historic Site Monument Commission recommend approval to City Council to name the unnamed building complex located at 14 Interchange Court as requested because the proposal meets the master plan and guidelines. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Leah. Does the board have any questions of staff? Anyone online?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
Thank you. Leah, real quick, and you kind of touched on this, but I just want to make sure I'm 100% clear. So the city of Savannah has an unwritten rule, if you will, to basically to avoid any confusion. You had mentioned parks, but not buildings. Does the city of Savannah have any potential or any issues where that might currently arise? For example, they have a park or an intersection named for somebody, and then also a building named for that along the same type of line.
Well, this what
does that make sense?
Yeah, what the standard says is that names assigned to existing public property within the city or unincorporated Chatham County, where duplication of the name is likely to lead to confusion. So that doesn't just apply to parks, it applies to any existing public property. So whether it be,
okay.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was just saying, okay.
Okay, so so it sounds like it would apply to any public property.
Gotcha. So that would apply if you couldn't name two buildings after the same person, ostensibly.
It technically.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good clarification.
Thank you.
Does any other board members have a question of staff? There are no further questions. We'll hear from the petitioner, City of Savannah.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. Joseph Sherhouse with the City of Savannah. And just another point of clarification. I know typically through the naming positions, I am here representing the city. But as we all know, our elected officials represent the city in a much more larger capacity than me. And so they as well are representative of the city and the petitioner in this particular format. Just to review this facility, this is the new city facility that was just completed this month on 14 Interchange Court. It was a $45 million facility, which is located nearly 14 city departments in one location. Not only do these departments work together frequently, which will create some efficiencies, it also will assist our public when needing feedback on projects to be in one central location. So we see this as a huge step forward, not only for our internal operations, but from a customer service perspective for the public. We're proud that we used FLOSS funds to fund the large majority of this project and used other creative funding mechanisms to complete those funding gaps. But we issued no debt and are very proud of the product that has come out of this construction endeavor. One comment about the duplication of names. We did read that clause and found it appropriate that Adams be used again in this particular case due to this being a facility that was mentioned earlier and the other locations being parks. We also found the use of this facility to be distinctively different than the uses of the other facilities. Also, this facility is located in a different part of town than the other two locations that bear the name Adams. With that, I would like to to save any comment regarding the name itself for Mayor Johnson, who will elaborate further on Mayor Floyd Adams.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sherrill. I did see that press release that is consolidating all the agencies, and that's a really great development, actually. I would give privilege to the Mr. Mayor. Does any of the board have a question of Mr. Sherrill before he goes? Any technical questions? Okay. If not, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll ask Mr. Mayor to come up. Hello, how are you, sir?
Doing well, hello.
Good to see you.
Thank you and good afternoon, Van Johnson, on behalf of the City of Savannah petitioner. Thank you all for your service to this very important historic sites and Miami's commission. For us, Savannah is a city of history. History is important, but there's also history that is more recent we have to be able to capture. So whereas we have monuments and statues and buildings to those who have been gone before we were born, we have the opportunity to name a building after someone who we knew, who we loved, and someone who certainly made history in our city. Floyd Adams Jr. is indicative of such a person. Serving on the Savannah City Council as the alderman, as my predecessor, on Alden District 1 in 1982, I believe. Served and then in 1996 became alderman at large. Well, not 1996, 19, I forgot. He became mayor, alderman at large. And then ran for mayor and became the first African American mayor in our city and served two terms. He is no longer with us, but certainly his legacy goes forever. And although there is a park named for his dad, we felt that it was appropriate at this moment in time for us to be able to honor his contribution. And certainly because his mantra was about bringing people together, this department brings people, services, functions together. So it was important to us that we had a way to not only show his importance to our community, but also to show our thanks for his legacy and the service that he gave. Certainly, myself as an African-American mayor stands on his shoulders, for if it wasn't no him, it couldn't be no me. You walk through doors that people have opened up. So hence why I've offered this as an opportunity for us in our newest building, as Mr. Sherhouse said, that we're very proud of, no debt. I think that's always a very good thing. And again, it's a state-of-the-art facility for our employees to work. And years after we're gone, young people will see this building, they'll ask the question, who was Floyd Adams Jr.? And it gives us the opportunity and gives those who come after us the opportunity to tell the story of someone who broke barriers in our community. So with that being said, we request respectfully your approval of this petition. And we have members of the council here, Alderman Palumbo already mentioned, also Alderman Leggett and Alderman Wilder that are also here in support. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you taking the time to come and speak. Would either of the other alder people like to speak or just here in support?
Here in support, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for showing up. Really appreciate that. It's a super meaningful. Does any of the board, well, I already asked if they had questions of the petitioner. So if there's any members of the public, Joe, did you need to say something else?
Just one last comment. Sure. Mayor Johnson has led this initiative, and it's particularly timely. This year is the 25th anniversary of Mayor Floyd Adams taking office. Mm-hmm. So it's in a very appropriate time frame to honor his legacy and his mayoral administration.
I really think this is fantastic. I'm honored to be able to be involved in this process. If there are any members of the public that are here to speak for or perchance against.
Can I take a point of privilege, personal privilege right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Melanie, go ahead.
I just want to let everybody know that I really appreciate Mayor Adams. I met him literally the week after he won his first election in 90s. And at that time, he was trying to get me to come to work in Savannah. And I said, no, I've got other stuff to do. So lo and behold, I think he was a futurist of some sort. I'm here in Savannah doing the work that he was interested in talking to me about. So I just want to let everybody know that I was really honored. He was very gracious. When I met him, it was an accident. I met him basically at the old Ramada that they had for a Sunday brunch, and he was sitting there, and I walked up to him because the election was so close, and just introduced myself. So I just want to put that out there because he was really a very gracious person, and I'm really proud and honored that you all are naming this building after him. It's well deserved.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That was a very prescient meeting then. That's awesome. So we will, are there any members of the public that are here to speak? You can use the raise your hands feature. I don't think there is anyone here in person. There being none, we will move on. Is there any comments or discussion by the board about this? I'll just say personally, I'm honored and I'm for the mayor and elected officials to show up here. I think that's really important. Obviously, when we vote here, we are voting to recommend to, and City Council will obviously have the final say, but I'm really appreciative to be involved in this process because it doesn't seem like there's anyone any more deserving of this. Does any of the board have any discussion over this?
Mr. Chairman, this is Lisa.
Lisa, go ahead.
I wasn't here when he was mayor, but I've read a lot about him, and I really love something I read the other day. Savannah experienced the greatest period of economic expansion during his tenure. And that's pretty cool, and I hope that will reflect onto the new building and Savannah.
Thanks for that. Does anyone else have any comments, discussion? There being none, entertain a motion. Sean,
Mr.
go ahead.
Chairman, sorry, this is Sean. I just wanted to say, much like Lisa, unfortunately, I was not here during Mayor Adams's tenure, but I did have the privilege to meet him at some meetings following after he had left the public life, if you will. And I think it's really good that, one, the city finally has a building that is going to house so many different departments in just one building, so that way you don't have to travel from one side of the city all the way to the other side, and then in between for seven different meetings with seven different departments. So I'm very, very happy that, one, the building has come to get, the complex has come together, and also I'm glad that somebody just like Mayor Adams is going to be, most likely, assuming that the board and council vote to approve, will be able to be memorialized even better. And I'm glad by having such a great building, and I'm also glad that the previous park naming that was proposed at a previous meeting, or possibly something like that, I cannot remember exactly which one, was held off, and that the city and everybody decided to make it the complex for a much larger important aspect than just a very small proposed park. So I think that's awesome. With that being said, I'd also like to make a motion to approve staff's recommendation as so stated.
So if there's no other discussion, there's a motion on the table to approve staff's recommendation I want to make sure we're doing this right, the 14 Interchange Court complex naming. Is there a second?
This is Tom Gensheimer. I second the motion.
So there's a second to the motion to approve the complex naming. I'll go down the list. Lisa, how do you vote?
This is Lisa. Aye.
Sean, how do you vote?
This is Sean. I have to make the comment just so Tom knows
we're going
to make it. Yes, I vote yes.
And Ashley, how do you vote?
This is Ashley. Aye.
Eileen, how do you vote?
This is Eileen. Aye.
Tom, how do you vote?
This is Tom. I vote aye.
Motion passes. Thank you all. And thank you, Mr. Mayor, and you all for taking time out of your day to show support for this. Makes our job pretty easy. Thank you all. And Sean, I didn't want to cut you off. I mean, if you want to say something on the record, I can allow you to say that.
No, it was just going to be a joke. It's I'm pretty sure Leah already knows the comment that I always make. Just to get with Tom, it's all right.
Something about trees, I'm sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah.
And unless we have anything in other business, I'm informed that we likely won't have a meeting next month.
Yeah, so we have, you know, the deadline's in 25 minutes, and we haven't received anything, nor have I spoken to anybody this month about anything.
I thought you said that the last time we met. And
yes.
Sure enough, we had a meeting this month. I almost thought for sure there wasn't going to be a meeting.
So unless the city comes to us with some renaming after the deadline, which is, which is, you know, it's not unlikely. But Ellen Harris does want to do a presentation at your next meeting. She wants to go over the Forsyth Park Master Plan project. But if we don't end up with any applications, then I think we're sort of, I don't think it makes sense for everybody to come in for that. So I would talk to her about postponing it potentially if we don't get anything else. So.
Yeah, Leah and I were speaking, and if Ellen can't postpone it for some reason, we could just do this meeting virtually since we won't be voting on anything. I mean, I'm personally very interested in seeing the Forsyth Master Plan update, but that doesn't mean we have to come in if that's the only thing on the agenda. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah, and you know, we're not voting. You all aren't voting on anything with Ellen's presentation. So, it would.
We could all just do that remotely. Or it could be at the following meeting.
I'll ask her, because I don't know if she's working up against a deadline or anything like that. So I'll ask her.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
no,
go ahead. Leah, I just wanted to add, in full disclosure, Ellen and the Friends at Forsyth, that whole regarding the Forsyth Park Master Plan, had actually presented to the Park and Tree Commission on at a special meeting, which was September. It was the third Tuesday of September. I don't know the exact date right off the top of my head. And they had said that their time frame to go in front of City Council was October. So so you were making the statement, and I don't want to speak for them, but my gut would say that they would definitely want to present to us this commission in October, because otherwise it'd push their entire time frame back a month. That's just my gut.
Yeah, thank you for that. I had a feeling that was the case. So we'll probably just do, you know, a half hour virtual meeting next month then.
Yeah, and that can be, and that would be fine. And so that I kind of thought that too. But yeah, we can all do that remotely.
All right.
Since we don't have to vote on it. So.
Okay.
Okay. Any other business?
Not that I'm aware of.
Any other business? There being none. Oh, and I did want to thank Tom for taking over last time, and I apologize for my absence. I think that's the first time I've ever missed a meeting.
I'm glad you feel better.
Okay. This meeting is adjourned.